sadly, one of our pupils had a terminal diagnosis, and she had the diagnosis back in June, and she's responded really well to treatment up until recently, where some of the symptoms have come back. The family, they're a beautiful family, but they seem to be caught in a system where they're not eligible for any grants or any funding to allow, but fundamentally to allow dad to stop working so we can spend time with the family. So we had a chat with the staff at school, and we decided we want to kind of do something ourselves.
You are clearly a bit of a fitness fanatic. Tell us what you're doing to raise money for them.
I'm not.
Fair enough.
I haven't actually run for a long time. I'll take my little boy out on his bike kind of thing, or I might do a little bit of running. But so I decided I'm going to do a half marathon each morning this week. And I started on Tuesday and finished on Friday, so 4 days. So the first one was tough, and it was all right. The second one, a head teacher friend joined me, which was good company. And we went to the camel trail, which was a bit flat. It was tough, but we got it done. This morning's one was really tough. So, yeah, I've got my feet are bandaged up from blisters, and the legs are heavy, but one more to go.
Have you done one round Newquay itself?
Yeah, I've done two round Newquay. So I started off near the Barrowfields and sort of did a lap out to Quintrell Downs, round by the Gannel, up to the headland around Fistral, and then did sort of an extra little lap. And then this morning's one wasn't quite as hilly, but a couple of laps round by Quintrell Downs. And then I finished, it's flat around the Boating Lake, so I think I did six or seven laps of the Boating Lake before running home.
You weren't tempted by Trenance Road then?
No.
Tell me how much you're hoping to raise and where you're at.
So, in fact, I'm in the car, and a friend of mine's just phoned me and said it's just gone over 12,000. So
that's incredible. Yeah, we're going to put the links online so people can find you and donate. And
thank you, I appreciate that.
It's an amazing thing to do, but you're doing this for a cause that's very dear to your heart. And you know, hats off to you, Mark.
And you know, there's a real sense of community around St Austell and around Newquay, and there's an overwhelming feeling of just everybody coming together.
Is this the beginning of an exciting marathon career ahead?
Not a chance. This is the last bit of running I'm doing for a while. I'm quite content not being a runner. Thank you.
Well, look, Mark, congratulations, and we'll get those links out online so people can donate.
We really appreciate your support. Thank you.
That's Mark Lloyd. He's a head teacher. He lives in Newquay, teaches at St Mewen in St Austell, and we'll get those links up on the new section of our website and on our socials this morning so you too can donate.